you realize that your subconscious mind is in charge of every part of your body. Your subconscious mind is therefore in charge of your eyes and your eyesight. I want you now to imagine yourself walking into a room in your mind. And this room is filled with many computer monitors. These monitors are in charge of showing you all the different parts of your body. The computers that these monitors are hooked up to are in charge of running various parts of your body, such as your eyesight, your hearing, speaking, and feeling. There is one monitor for each function of your body, and you realize that the power of eyesight lies in the visual part of the brain, the visual cortex, and there is one monitor which displays this, and it is labeled visual cortex, showing the activity of your visual cortex. Walk over to that monitor now and sit down in front of it. You are now sitting at the computer which controls your visual cortex, and this controls the power of your eyesight. And you realize also that your eyeballs are receivers of light. Light particles that enter through the cornea and the lens. The light passes through the body of the eyeball into the retina. Here we find approximately 137 million receptors, 5% of which are available for clear sight, 95% available for peripheral vision. The visual information then passes through the optic nerve into the brainstem. From there, it radiates into the visual cortex, which lies in front of the occipital bone. In this part of the brain, vision occurs, either by perceiving outside objects or visualizing in your mind's eye. Right now, we are concerned with your ability to perceive outside objects. So you are instructing that computer to allow every part of the process I have just described to work perfectly. All of the parts of your body which are responsible for vision are now being programmed by you to work perfectly, to improve your eyesight. Day by day, you will realize that your eyesight is getting better and better, because whatever the challenge was in the past, you are now programming your body to let go of that challenge and to embrace a new harmonious function. All of the parts of your body are now functioning in perfect harmony, allowing you to have perfect sight. So no matter what the challenge was previously, you now reprogram your body to have perfect sight. Perfect sight to allow you to improve your eyesight easily and effortlessly, naturally, because your subconscious mind is in charge of every part of your body, and your subconscious mind can now direct your body to work in harmony with itself and to allow you to have perfect eyesight. You begin to realize the true power you have and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. The feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here, you have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day, you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here. And this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence, as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you were born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily, and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you, who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now, as I am silent, and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth, and really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. You are able to do anything you want to do. And you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success. And so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You're very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you to move yourself forward so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. And now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. Good. Now realize that power as being like a ball of energy which you must direct. Motivation happens when you direct the ball of energy that you have within you on a specific target. So as I am silent now, imagine directing the ball of powerful motivational energy you have within you, directing it on a target, a goal that you have. Good. And now, as I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. Good. You realize that your subconscious mind is in charge of every part of your body. Your subconscious mind is therefore in charge of your eyes and your eyesight. I want you now to imagine yourself walking into a room in your mind. And this room is filled with many computer monitors. These monitors are in charge of showing you all the different parts of your body, the computers that these monitors are hooked up to are in charge of running various parts of your body, such as your eyesight, your hearing, speaking, and feeling. There is one monitor for each function of your body, and you realize that the power of eyesight lies in the visual part of the brain, the visual cortex, and there is one monitor which displays this, and it is labeled visual cortex, showing the activity of your visual cortex. Walk over to that monitor now and sit down in front of it. You are now sitting at the computer which controls your visual cortex, and this controls the power of your eyesight. And you realize also that your eyeballs are receivers of light. Light particles that enter through the cornea and the lens. The light passes through the body of the eyeball into the retina. Here we find approximately 137 million receptors, 5% of which are available for clear sight, 95% available for peripheral vision. The visual information then passes through the optic nerve into the brainstem. From there, it radiates into the visual cortex, which lies in front of the occipital bone. In this part of the brain, vision occurs, either by perceiving outside objects or visualizing in your mind's eye. Right now, we are concerned with your ability to perceive outside objects. So you are instructing that computer to allow every part of the process I have just described to work perfectly. All of the parts of your body which are responsible for vision are now being programmed by you to work perfectly, to improve your eyesight. Day by day, you will realize that your eyesight is getting better and better, because whatever the challenge was in the past, you are now programming your body to let go of that challenge and to embrace a new harmonious function. All of the parts of your body are now functioning in perfect harmony, allowing you to have perfect sight. So no matter what the challenge was previously, you now reprogram your body to have perfect sight. Perfect sight to allow you to improve your eyesight easily and effortlessly, naturally, because your subconscious mind is in charge of every part of your body, and your subconscious mind can now direct your body to work in harmony with itself and to allow you to have perfect eyesight. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. You realize there is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. Good. And you realize that you are confident in every situation. I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation in which you display your confidence by standing up for yourself. There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves. Never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good.